producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, the infidel Allah warned you about, the one that holds the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. It's a beautiful day outside, and just to let you know, I am enjoying some tasty little morsels that my daughter has made, little pretzel bites, but they're more like little biscuits, but they taste like pretzels. And so she did that for me, so I'm enjoying those things as we're going to talk about some of the things that we're going to speak about today. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We aren't doing Chinese buffet call-ins, okay? So stick with what we're on. And that's especially for a particular commenter on one of our articles. I gave that opportunity to call in. We can discuss the issue of natural-born citizen. I think it is something that needs to be discussed, and Americans need to understand why it is important. Because when you bring these things out, I can't tell you the number of people I have. They get their favorite political idol, and that's what I call them, because they think that idol will cure all the social ills, and they won't. There is only one Messiah, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Jesus the Christ. He is the Lord Jesus. He is the ruler of the nations. He is the King of the nations, and he is the only one who can bring He has the answers for it to solve the problems. Bradley has given you many of those answers from God's Word, and that is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I don't care what side of the aisle they come from. I don't care what they've done in the past. They may have done a lot of good things in the past. Mine is not to deal with those things. Mine is to deal with what does the Constitution say? And frankly, when it comes to this issue, which is bubbling at the surface now among Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, just as it did with Barack Obama, and it wasn't dealt with Barack Obama, and it hasn't been dealt with several presidents in our past. And because it isn't dealt with, it continues to linger. And we're going to see that there will be ramifications of that in the future. If you want to find us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can follow us on Facebook. You can pick up Bradley at Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And speaking of Sons of Liberty Media, I want to point you over there, because in under a month, we're going to give away this. It's a shame to call this thing a knife. It really is a pretty awesome looking handmade tool. I joked with Bradley about it being a weapon, which it most definitely is, or a grooming tool for us men. Of course, I don't shave anymore. I have let my beard grow out, but this knife is beautiful. You got to check it out. SonsLibertyMedia.com. Go there, look down on the right just a little bit, enter to win this knife. Click on it. There's several pictures there provided by our friends at Indy Knives. And, man, you're talking Indy Hammer Knives. You're talking about a beautiful knife. Even if you're just going to take it and use it for display, I realize it's actual for use, but even if you just put this thing out for display, you're going to get a lot of compliments on this should you win it. And there's only 400 people who've entered it. You got 22 days to enter. You can have up to 5 entries in the contest, and we'll be drawing that the first part of February. So get on over to SonsLibertyMedia.com, tell your friends about it, share it on Facebook, and enter to win. You've got a really, really good chance to win. This thing's valued at about $750. And you will not be disappointed when you see it. Some of the things going on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The FDA is a petrochemical protection racket. This is from our friend Jason Charles. And Jason is a brilliant young man. He really is. Really appreciate every article that he's written. And this is one that needs to be addressed, too. We've allowed the federal government to deal in areas they are not supposed to through an unconstitutional agency known as the FDA, just like many of the other ones. And they keep out certain products depending on who's greasing the skids, who their friends are in the corporations and such. And a lot of it is just downright unhealthy for you to be partaking of, whether it's a drug, whether it's a food or whatever. And instead, what they're doing is pushing out small businesses, ranches, family-owned ranches and such. And what that does is it minimizes the food supply. You don't get, you know, free-range beef. You don't get free-range eggs and stuff, chicken and stuff like that. And you get other things that are contaminated with all kinds of stuff you would never think about putting in your body. And yet the FDA approves to do those things. And so check it out at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, Hillary Clinton emails prove she knew exactly what she was doing when she set up her private email server. Indeed, she did. There's no doubt about it. She went through and wiped the server. So that ought to tell you everything you know about the game that she's playing. Unfortunately, these guys who are bringing the facts to the surface are not bringing any resolve. No indictments on this woman. They know she's broken federal law. They know it. They've admitted it. And yet, she continues to run for president of the United States. What is going on there? Why is there no justice being brought? Do you wonder why the people are cynical about the Benghazi committee, about the committees regarding Extortion 17, the committees regarding the IRS scandals? You wonder why people are cynical about a Republican-led Congress that will not deal with the usurper in the White House? And he is a usurper. There's no question he is a usurper. Go and read the Kenyan Parliament minutes, and you'll know he's a usurper. They even say it. Speaking of which, the state of the nation. A dictatorship without tears. Obama and his little fake tears. Trying to upend your constitution, steal your rights, and trample upon you and your posterity. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up a couple more articles, and we'll talk about natural-born citizens. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. A couple more things on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we'll jump over to the issue of natural born citizen. If you want to jump online with us, it's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Especially for those who wanted to argue with me in the comments section yesterday's article, you're welcome to call in. I'll be glad to deal with that. And I will shortly, but I'll be glad to interact with you if you want to give me a call, 1-866-582-9933. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, a liberal reporter pushes for online gun registry. Well, that's nothing new, but understand, a lot of these guys have certain people's attention. People have been brought up under that kind of thinking. It's sad to say, but it has been in America, especially in places up north. Some of my friends in communist-led Connecticut and other places like that, you guys are being overrun by communists up there. There's no question about it. They're not American at all. And we've seen that in some of the pretended legislation that they have passed. Excuse me, some of the things even that some of the police officers have said about going in and raiding people's houses for guns that I reported on about 2 years ago. So this is nothing new, but guns are a big issue. And we have to remain vigilant about what these people are doing. And the things that they're doing, even the executive orders that Obama is issuing over this, he has no authority to do that. Congress doesn't have authority to write legislation. They never had it. And the American people for generations have let them write legislation on things they are not authorized to write on. Read the enumerated powers for Congress. They are about 18 of them in there that they can write legislation on. They can't write it on everything and anything under the sun. They were limited in that scope. And when you go to the executive office, he is to execute the laws that Congress writes that is supposed to be limited. So when people like Trey Gowdy say, well, Obama's supposed to follow all the laws that we write, no, that's not necessarily true. Or any other president. If Congress writes laws that are not in line with the Constitution, the president's job is to say, guys, I'm vetoing this. That's why a veto exists. Not because you don't like the legislation, but because it's unconstitutional. That's the issue. And we've been seeing Republican and Democrat presidents for years signing into law legislation that is unconstitutional, that no power was given to the federal Congress to write on. And you say, well, the Supreme Court's ruled on this, that, and the other, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment with Natural Born Citizen. My question to you is, when you read many of these things, these opinions, and that's what they are, they're opinions, they're not law, when they come from the Supreme Court, how often do they actually go back? Let me ask you a simple question. Because I'm not an attorney. Don't claim to be one. Don't play one on TV. And I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express, so I can't say I'm one today. But here's the deal. When you think about something being constitutional, wouldn't you think that those who are judging whether something is constitutional or not would actually go back to the Constitution, go back to the writings of the founders, go back to the verbiage of the day, citing Webster's 1828 dictionary and such, to determine the definition of things that were stated? Wouldn't you think that would just be an obvious thing? I would. If you're going to determine something's constitutional, you want to go find out if the founders thought it would be constitutional. Instead, what I hear from people are rulings by the Supreme Court, none of which have actually dealt with a president being a natural-born citizen. And second of all, they come, 150 years too late. And they never cite the Constitution, deal with the Founding Father. They're always pointing back to some quote-unquote precedent. Now, you say, well, we have to establish precedent. And I say, I agree, we do have to establish precedent. But I have a friend who's an attorney. And one of the things he told me is, he says, Tim, we have to keep fighting and fighting. And we have to be on top of our game because we have to win every battle, but they only have to win one. And why do they have to win one? To set the precedent. The obvious question then is this. If you have been fighting and establishing precedent year after year after year that was based on the beginning, how is somebody able to defeat that and then all of a sudden make this big paradigm switch to something that never was? How does that work? In fact, I'll point to my friends who disagree with me over the natural born citizen issue. I ask you, instead of giving me Supreme Court rulings that don't actually deal with constitutionality, in other words, going back and discovering what was meant by the term, none of them go back and cite the founders over that. It's kind of like Hobby Lobby. You remember when they won that little battle over Obamacare last year? I pointed out the Supreme Court was to find out if it was constitutional or not. They referenced First Amendment. That was the words they used. But they never went back and discovered what it meant. That what they ruled on was a 1993 piece of legislation that Bill Clinton signed into law. Now, I don't know how you determine constitutionality based on a 1993 law. I mean, I just don't understand that. And if it's true what they ruled for Hobby Lobby, it ought to be true for every American citizen, and we should not be forced for anything in Obamacare because we didn't give the federal government any authority over that at all. I say all that to preface, when somebody tells you, well, if you don't like it, change the law. Listen, Bradley has stated over time and time again, and he uses the phrase evolutionary view of law, which is a good view, because, or a good phrase to use, because what it communicates to people is, look, God's law is not eternal. Now, when you use it in the Constitution, you basically say, Constitution is there. Can it be amended? Yeah, it certainly can. There are provisions in there to do that. God's word can't, his law doesn't get amended. It gets practiced. It gets obeyed. It gets fulfilled, or it gets ignored. And when it gets ignored, guess what happens? The people start stumbling all over the place, and they have blind leaders who lead them around. And guess what happens? Both of them fall in the ditch. Both of them. And so when we pick up on the other side of the break, that's what I want to deal with. I want to deal shortly with natural born citizen. I've dealt with it before, but I'm going to take it from a different angle because I thought a guy wrote a great piece that I posted yesterday and made short comments about it because we've already dealt with this. I didn't lay out everything. I don't lay out everything in one article, but it is something that makes a point. And I'm just wondering how many Americans would side with the particular scenario he set up. But just to finish off on sonsoflibertymedia.com, let me let you in on a couple of more things. Brian Fisher, I think a good article. Of course, Trump's three wives matter. And I've put this out there. I've had people ask, what does this mean? We're not asking for a pastor in chief, which is to say we're not even going to hold the standard of a good character that we would hold a pastor in our church to for our political leaders. Now, how stupid is that? Folks, that's stupid. If a man cannot be trusted with his vows to his wife, how in the world can you trust him when you aren't? I mean, you're nobody to him. He doesn't have to eat with you, sleep with you, live with you, any of that. You're nobody to him. And yet, the man's had three wives. He initiated the divorces. And I think they're unbiblical divorces. And so you have to question these things about your leaders. Sorry, you're just going to have to question them. Does that mean I disagree with everything he says? Nope, not at all. But there is a character issue there, and I think it is one that America needs to look at. And, you know, like I said before, it's amazing to me in the past almost 20 years since Bill Clinton was impeached, that this was an issue for Bill Clinton. Well, he can't keep his, you know, conservatives and Christians are saying, we can't keep his vow to his wife. Why should we trust him? And they wanted impeachment. And yet now, less than 20 years later, what are we doing? This is the kind of stuff that's being put up. So we have to be careful. And I think that we have to vet those who want our vote. And if they don't meet the standard, then you don't vote for them. And you certainly don't hold your nose and vote your fears. Okay? Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a Syrian ISIS refugee was shot dead outside Paris police station. He had been arrested for the sexual attacks that took place on New Year's Eve on women alone. Feel the sign of rape will pick up. Natural born citizens keep us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, Many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to read you a passage out of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 15. It says, "You shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses. One from among your countrymen you shall set as king over yourselves. You may not put a foreigner over yourselves who is not your countryman." Now, obviously, in the Old Testament, there were standards that were given, and people could move about in the society of Israel who were not a part of the citizenry. And that is something we do need to consider when we're talking about our immigration laws. That there were people who are not citizens who are among the population, and God says you treat them under the same law that you're treated. You don't treat them differently. Okay? Everybody gets treated the same under the law. That's what justice is, and that's what ensures liberty. Now, if we start targeting a certain people for a certain thing and they haven't committed a crime, then that becomes problematic and that conflicts with Scripture. So, when we come to this passage, he's saying you don't put foreigners over yourself. You put countrymen. Now, let's stop and read from Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution about what it says, and pay careful attention to the distinctions that the writers wrote here. Here's what they said. No person except a natural-born citizen, and then there is this input here, and you'll see why. It's a grandfather clause kind of thing. A natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, which meant those who had been born like in England or wherever else they were born, but they were a part of the founding of the nation, those guys is who it's talking about citizens. But there is a distinction between citizen and natural born citizen. Shall be eligible for the office of president, neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States. Now, we have had presidents in our past who had one parent that was a citizen and such. Not going to discount that. Not going to argue that that makes it valid. But I think there are issues that we need to understand, and I've went over these before. Maybe I'll get time to touch on them, but our time is short. What I want to ask is, should we have presidents who have both parents who are citizens and they're born here in the States? Let's take one thing at a time. Marco Rubio is what we would call an anchor baby. I don't say that to demean him. I'm saying that's what we refer to it as. His parents were not citizens here. They didn't become citizens till after he was born. Yes, he was born here on U.S. soil. But hey, I mean, we could have ambassadors come in here and they bring their wives and they have their babies here. And we've seen people cross over the border and have their babies here because they want them to be American citizens. And you say, well, wait a minute, we don't allow that with ambassadors. Of course we don't. Why would we allow it with somebody else? You see, this gets at the root of the problem. Where is the loyalty at? And I'm going to tell you, when you go to the loyalty of somebody like Marco Rubio especially, you see it pretty clear. You see it pretty clear. Now, dealing with Ted Cruz, we have a situation that's somewhat similar to Barack Obama, or at least what Barack Obama presents to us. Let me put it that way. Because I don't believe his birth certificate is real. I think there's been enough evidence to demonstrate that it isn't real, that it is a fraud, that his Selective Service numbers are fraud, that his Social Security numbers, of which there are many, are frauds. The man is engaged in criminal activity to hide who he is for whatever reason. I don't know. But I think it's clear that's what he's done. But according to the official narrative, if you will, Barack Obama, his father is from Kenya. His mother is from the States. That's the official narrative. And we brought up many things to question whether or not Stanley Ann Dunham was even his mother. I think there's some things that indicate that's questionable. So, he's got a father from Kenya. He's got a mother from the States. It's very, very similar to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has a father who is originally from Cuba, and his mother was from Delaware. And recently, Breitbart has been pulling up some documents and digging into that further, and we're trying to determine how his mother and father are on Canadian voter registries when only Canadian citizens can vote. That has been uncovered. We know that up until 2013, when Ted Cruz decided he wanted to run for president, he was a dual citizen. One in Canada, one in America. And I pointed out in the article the other day at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Rubio and Cruz have ballot access lawsuit filed against them for eligibility. And there is one of Ted Cruz's fellow Texans down there who points out that he may have committed fraud on the people of Texas. And you say, well, that's a pretty strong charge. Well, I didn't make it. This lady in the article made it, Debbie Kidd, and the reason was because he didn't disclose that to anybody. So there is really an issue there. Excuse me, she was not the one who made that statement. That was another person, but she was the one talking about bringing a lawsuit to deal with the standing to verify whether or not he is actually what he says he is, a natural-born citizen. Of course, let me point this out. I have never heard Ted Cruz say he's a natural-born citizen. The things I've read and the things I've heard is he'll take two sentences, put them together, and you watch how it goes. Here's what he said, quote, "I'm sure you're aware that the Constitution requires the president to be a natural-born citizen. Don't get this wrong." But he says, "I'm an American citizen." Now, the two are not the same. Natural-born citizen is not the same as American citizen. It's just not. And we know that in the past, even when you have two parents who are American citizens, and if they're on travel, if they're away or whatever, and they come back in, there is a certain naturalization process that's done. It's not done in the same way that somebody who is looking to come here who lives in another country goes through. But there is a naturalization process that takes place. And so you have to ask the question, what's the difference in what Cruz went into and what, you know, surrounds his background than that of Obama? You say, well, he hasn't given up any false documents. I agree. I'm not saying that he has. I'm talking about the background that's espoused. What's different? And this leads me to the piece that I put out yesterday, which the majority of it came from somebody that I don't know. I don't know. They didn't put their name on there, except to refer to themselves as Marcus Aurelius Cicero, and at stumpknocker77.wordpress.com. But it made a great, it was satire, but it was to make a point. And I'll begin it here. And I'll ask you to consider this for the future of America and for president, for people who run for the office of president. My name is Bach, Awar, Ahmadi, an Afghan patriot. I'm a very devout Muslim. I'm married to a native-born American woman who converted to Islam shortly after our marriage in order to please me. Allah has blessed us with two wonderful sons who are taught only in the ways of Islam. We have raised our two sons, Ahmed, Ibrahim, and Abdul Shahid in the Mideast for 30 years, and I could not be any more prouder of my sons than I am today, as they have both become very devout followers of Allah. Their desires to please Muhammad will make it absolutely impossible for them to be loyal or to assimilate into any other culture than Islam or to serve anyone but Allah. Their loyalties are to Allah, Muhammad, and the Quran only. My family, Catherine Mosley Ahmadi, and our two sons who are naturalized American citizens through their mother's American citizenship, moved to America when they were 28 and 30 years of age, and are still waiting to be naturalized myself. Both our sons are frequently traveling back and forth to their homeland for both business and pleasure and continue today to make their yearly pilgrimage to Mecca to pay homage to Allah and Muhammad, which is an important part of our culture. By design and conditioning, both our sons have become active in American politics. Abdul today is an elected representative for Chicago's District 7 and has become very well liked in his district. He's also considered an energetic and charismatic activist for the civil rights movement. He is both an outstanding leader and role model for our young black and Arab inner city kids and has made great progress working closely with our dear friend Louis Farrakhan's Nation of Islam and the designated terror group CARE to bring America's mistreatment of Muslims into the spotlight and for lowering the crime in his district. 20 years after first arriving in the United States at the age of 48, our youngest son, Abdul Shahid Ahmadi, desires to run for the presidency as a faithful Democrat so that he can make the necessary changes he believes will better the treatment of Muslims across this nation, especially after witnessing our country being destroyed by American intervention for 14 years on the coast. On the other side of the break, I'll finish.
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Let me finish up with what I was reading there. Again, understand this is satirical, but it is to make a point. It is to push the idea to get Americans to think of what they are allowing, no matter how good a candidate may be, what they're allowing and what the future holds for them. We were reading from a gentleman who was presenting, a devout Muslim, and he's got a son who's come to the U.S. He is considered a U.S. citizen because of his mother, and even though he was born in Afghanistan. And here's what he points out. He says, Abdul Shahid Ahmadi was born to one American parent, is a naturalized American citizen. And even though he was born and lived in Afghanistan for 28 years of his life, he is made eligible thanks to those who were so supportive of Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Savarkar, and Rafael Cruz. That's Ted. And his having lived in the United States for the required 14 years, and his being 48 years of age, well above the 35 years of age that is required, makes him eligible for the presidency. And then here's what the writer says. According to Rafael, he's referencing Ted Cruz because that's his name. He's named after his father. And Obama supporters, Abdul Shahid has met all the requirements to run for the presidency of the United States of America. And is that not true? Is that not true? Is that not what we're being told? But it gets worse. The writer goes on to say this. Abdul Shahid quickly becomes a champion leader and a very popular two-term representative of a Democratic Party or Democrat Party in the District 7 area of Chicago. And the surrounding areas of his outspokenness against the hate speech aimed at Muslims, which, let's be honest with you, yeah, there are some people who are just hateful towards Muslims. I'm not one of them. I speak out against Islam, no question about that. But I realize many Muslims are like a lot of Christians. They claim Islam, and they have no idea what the Quran says. I get it. But he's speaking out against this and has a huge following amongst both the Arab Muslim and black communities. He also counts the many white liberals in the Democrat Party as his most local supporters. The Democrats wanting to vote in the first ever American Afghani Muslim. Doesn't that sound familiar? We want to vote the first whatever in rather than the man who's most qualified. Have an electorate turnout of 48% in the 2032 general election, and the voting fraud is of a massive scale, which overwhelms the conservative candidate. Abdul Shahid Ahmadi ultimately wins the 2030 elections by a landslide to become the 48th president of the United States of America and the very first American Afghani Muslim president ever to hold highest office. Well, maybe that Afghani part is new, but some people might argue that the current usurper is Muslim. He's sympathetic. At the worst, he is one of them. He is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood and such. Anyway, the point is this. We are being inundated by people who are supposed to be our friend. They're supposed to be telling us the truth. People like Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Fox News. They're supposed to be our friends, right? They're supposed to be on our side telling us the truth. And yet, they will not tell you the truth about this. And the truth is very simple. How did the founders define natural-born citizen? Look to Vattel's Law of Nations. They had it in their possession the whole time they were in the convention. Ben Franklin said so. They had three copies that were provided to them. And it stated clearly what that was. It was not one parent. It was parents. Plural. And they needed to be citizens. Or in Vattel's words, it was subjects of the empire. In the New World, you were citizens. You were not subjects. If you don't think that's enough, go to the 1790 Naturalization Act and read there. You have parents, plural. And throughout all of history, citizenship, lineage, all of that is passed on through the father. I mean, even if you're going to argue for one parent, it's passed on through the father. Read Genesis. It doesn't talk about the woman begetting the people. It talks about the fathers. There's a line that progresses there. But I think our founders understood clearly they wanted no divided loyalty. And that's why they understood that natural-born citizen understood the parents had to be citizens. In fact, you know, one of the things that's ironic, I think I may have made mention of it before, you know, Cruz did not even take and dismiss his Canadian citizenship until it became an issue. That's problematic. And yes, don't get me wrong, mine is not to beat Ted Cruz up. It is to say, American people, you've got one man in office who doesn't belong there. You've had several presidents who I don't think belong there according to this definition. And you've got people running this time around who don't meet the qualification. And I can tell you this, it's going to get interesting when I put out this article tonight with Mr. Cruz, with about 4 years separating him, dealing with the issue of citizenship versus the 14th Amendment. And I'm eager to see how people respond, because most people haven't seen these things. Some have, but most people haven't. And they don't think about them. They think, well, he says what I like. Okay, yeah, that's fine. But what's the standard? You see, this is the whole thing. And I think this is something Bradley does well. It's not an issue of who your favorite team is. It's not an issue of your favorite talker. The issue is, what's the standard? And first and foremost, the standard is the law of God. And if you say, well, you're trying to get a pastor in chief, again, I ask you, do you want a guy in politics who has no better character than what you're asking, than what God demands of those who are going to lead his people? Come on. That's hypocritical. That's hypocritical. We should look for men of character, a track record that's proven that, and men who are qualified to hold the office. And the Constitution gives us the qualification. And I ask you to consider, what is America's future now that America's enemies know that all they have to do is have communists and Muslims born on foreign soil sneak in a mother who's American? I mean, my goodness, we have Muslims in Europe targeting women to rape them in order to, quote unquote, breed them to take them over. What is that going to look like in 20 years? Keep that in mind when you face this election this year. Do your homework. Don't go back to the founding and look at intent. Look at how they understood the term. If you stop at a 20th century ruling from the Supreme Court, then I have to ask you, and you're going to take the Supreme Court's ruling as law of the land, which it isn't, then why are you fighting Obamacare? Why are you fighting any kind of federal gun law which is unlawful and unconstitutional? Because Supreme Court's already ruled on that stuff, right? There's no need to fight it. I mean, if that's your argument. No, friends. In a similar manner that we do to the Bible, and the Constitution is not the Word of God, but in a similar manner that we do to the Bible, we need to go back and find out what the authors meant when they wrote what they wrote. And I think there's plentiful evidence to show us what they meant about natural born citizen. And I've written several articles. Others have too. I've linked some in this article, which is titled Afghan Born Devout, Allah Following Muslim Meets Cruz's Interpretation for a Natural Born Citizen to Be President. And seriously, folks, mine is not to beat people up. It's just to say we need to go back and find out what is this definition. And yeah, people are going to call you birther. They're going to call you conspiracy theorist. I don't care. You shouldn't care either. The issue at stake is the truth. That's the issue. It always is. So do your homework on this. Go in there and look. Stay tuned. This afternoon I'll be putting up the article here with Ted Cruz and the issue of birthright citizenship. And this will play into the understanding of what goes on even with natural born citizen and some of the arguments that I hear people make. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want you to check it out. Some great articles going up today. One of them, One World Religion. Pope Francis says all major religions are meeting God in different ways. Yes, they'll meet him at the judgment seat, but they all won't go to the same place. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Have a great day. Bradley will be back tomorrow. See ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.